Have you ever felt like you were living just a B or B plus life? It's so dangerous to live that, more dangerous than a B minus or a C plus life, because when you're living a B or B plus life, you don't change it. You think it's good enough. Is it? I'm Susie Welch. I host a podcast called Becoming You. People think, okay, an A plus life is not available to me, but there is a way. We are all in the process of becoming ourselves. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a KDKA radio time capsule. Now, the CEO and president of the Heinz History Center, Andy Masick.
With his physical play and imposing size, defensive back Mel Blount served as the last line of defense for the Pittsburgh Steelers during the glory days of the 1970s. Born in Toombs County, Georgia in 1948, Blount received a football scholarship to Southern University in Louisiana, where he earned an All-American selection. In 1970, the Pittsburgh Steelers chose the 6'3", 205-pound defensive back in the third round of the NFL draft. Blount made an immediate impact with his new team by helping to neutralize opponents' passing attacks. In 1975, he earned the NFL Defensive Player of the Year Award after leading the league with 11 interceptions and 13 fumble recoveries, two of which he returned for touchdowns. Midway through his career, the NFL changed its pass coverage rules, partially based on Blount's physical style of play. Nicknamed the Mel Blount Rule, the new regulation stipulated that a defender could not bump a receiver beyond 5 yards from the line of scrimmage. Even with the new restrictive rule in place, Blount remained one of the league's best cover men. During the 1979 AFC Championship game, he recovered a fumble that led to the Steelers' winning touchdown. And in Super Bowl XIII, his interception helped the Steelers defeat the Dallas Cowboys. During his 13-year career in Pittsburgh, Blount tallied 57 interceptions. After retiring from the NFL in 1983, he served 7 years as the Steelers' Director of Player Relations and founded the Mel Blount Youth Home, a shelter for victims of child abuse. In 1989, Mel Blount was inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from PUC examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.